Hey, Jenny, wait up. For days now, you haven't had time to talk or hang out or anything. What's going on?
We're going to find out that Jenny's mom is really sick. She wants to help as much as she possibly can. Hi there. Come on in. Uncle Charlie here. Have to or want to? That's the name of my story. Galatians 5, 13 and 14 says this, "For you have been called to liberty, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And I might also add, love your family as you love yourself. Our story, have to or want to? Kelly hurried to catch up with her best friend. "Hey, Jenny, wait up," she called. "What's the big hurry? For days now, you haven't had time to hang out or talk or anything." "I know, but since my mom is sick, I need to get on home," Jenny replied. "She really needs my help. She's having chemotherapy to stop the cancer, but it makes her so tired." "Oh, I'm sorry," said Kelly. "I just miss you and all the fun we used to have," she paused. "Don't you hate having all that extra work?" Kelly asked. "Must be really hard for you. I know I'd hate doing so many chores." Jenny was stunned by Kelly's remark. "My mom is really sick, Kelly," Jenny emphasized. Tears pooled in her eyes and overflowed as she attempted to stifle a sob. "Mama's been there to take care of me my whole life. Now I want to be there for her and take care of her and do everything I can to make it easier for her. She's been the best mom ever, and I'm afraid of losing her to this awful cancer." Kelly impulsively hugged Jenny hard. "That was a dumb thing for me to say. I'm so sorry," Kelly apologized. "I wasn't thinking." "It's okay," said Jenny. After a minute, she added, "When Mom got sick, I learned that when you love someone, you help them because you want to, not just because you have to." "That makes sense," Kelly admitted. "I know I'm being selfish when I complain about the chores I have to do at home." She paused and then added, "I remember our Sunday school lesson a few weeks ago about how we'll obey God's commands if we love Him. I guess that applies to our parents, too." "I never thought I'd say this," Jenny confessed, "but I don't think I'll ever complain about my chores again. Right now, I feel like I'll just be so thankful to have Mom healthy again that I'll even love cleaning the bathroom for her." Kelly laughed. "Well, I'm still not sure I can say I'd love to do that, but at least I'd do it willingly." She turned up the driveway with Jenny. "Come on, I'll willingly help you too." Well, how about you? Do you serve God and others willingly or grudgingly, just because you feel you have to? When you don't feel like doing the things you should, admit it to God and ask for the help of His Holy Spirit. Loving God and loving others will give you the proper motive for service, and you'll want to obey God's commands and willingly serve Him by serving others. And as I said after yesterday's story, that's especially true at home, in the family. Galatians 5:13, through love, serve one another. And our key thought, serve God and others with love. You've been listening to Keys for Kids. It's a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Do keep in mind we're supported by caring listeners like you and on the web at keysforkids.org. That's keysforkids.org. Bye now. Thanks so much for listening to Keys for Kids.